I'm Alan Lytle, 91.3 WUKY News. Influenza, the opioid epidemic, diabetes and obesity, vaping-related illnesses. There are certainly no shortages of pressing health-related issues in our state, and all of them are among the areas of concern for Kentucky's top public health official. You'll meet her on this week's edition of Dr. Greg Davis on Medicine. Dr. Greg recently sat down with Dr. Angela T. Derringer, Assistant Dean of Accreditation with the Graduate Medical Education Office and an Associate Professor in the Department of Internal Medicine in the University of Kentucky College of Medicine, and who last fall assumed the duties of Kentucky's Commissioner of Public Health.
What sort of challenges and opportunities are we facing in Kentucky now from the perspective of public health?
The very first day that I came to the Kentucky Department for Public Health, I became aware of the recent outbreak of e-cigarette or vaping-associated lung injury, otherwise known as E-Valley.
And I know from a public health perspective, not only e-cigarettes and vaping, but tobacco use in general is something that has caused great harm to Kentuckians.
Absolutely. Of course, you know, we are number two in smoking in the nation, and of course Kentucky is number one in cancer-related deaths, and those two things are very closely related as well. Now the vaping, something that sets it apart from smoking is it's a younger crowd. So these are young people in the majority who are vaping. And so one of our major concerns is that we're getting another generation of young people addicted to nicotine. As you know, nicotine is a highly addictive substance, and it even affects our brain development under the age of 25. And so that's a serious concern in addition to this outbreak of severe lung injury.
Well, and speaking of brain development, it's also that same cohort, those young people 18 and under to whom many of these products are marketed, who really haven't develop their frontal lobes to the point where they can make these critical decisions and think long term about what these products may or may not do to them.
Exactly. And you know, the marketing part of that includes the flavorings. And so many of these are kid-friendly flavors. They come in flavors like Tutti Frutti and cream brulee and mango and things that kids just want to try. And that's been a real stumbling block to us.
So you sort of walked into that lion's den of these types of illnesses when you took on this position. Are there other things at the fore at this point that you're having to deal with?
Well, of course, it's flu season. And that's always a significant thing in public health because we want to get the message out for people to get vaccinated against the flu. Every year we have to combat myths about the flu vaccine. Many times I've had patients even say to me in a clinic visit, oh, I don't want the flu shot because it'll give me the flu. And I always say, it's not possible for the flu shot to give you the flu. So we're very busy at the Department for Public Health promoting flu vaccine right now.
And that's something to my generation of physician, I've been around the block a time or two, I'm still sort of in a confused as to why people would not avail themselves to this method of not only preventing illness in themselves, but spreading illness to others.
Yes, I think that is very true. I think that people just don't think about perhaps how their illness may affect others, particularly young people. Of course, you know, the flu is more serious in children, pregnant women, elderly, but we really need everyone to get vaccinated so that a young person who might get the flu doesn't pass it along to one of those higher risk groups or groups that have a higher risk of complication.
Do you have any advice for folks out there? I mean, if they're on the fence as to whether or not they should get vaccinated or have their family vaccinated, what should they be thinking about?
I would say get your flu shot.
Any other sort of things that you're having to deal with at the moment? I know substance use disorder is a chronic problem in the Commonwealth. Are there any trends there that you're having to face?
Well, of course, substance use abuse and substance use disorder are very serious problems in our state right now. Another thing that's related to that are infectious diseases related to opioid use. particularly injection drug use. In particular, HIV and hepatitis C, also hepatitis B. So those are things that we are monitoring very closely.
Mm-hmm. Anything we haven't touched on that you would want our listeners to know about?
You know, Kentucky's pregnant women in Kentucky have an unacceptably low vaccine rate for flu. And so physicians who are taking care of pregnant women really need to emphasize the need to get a flu shot. Babies under the age of 6 months cannot get a flu shot. And when a pregnant woman gets a flu shot, she passes those antibodies on to her baby that will protect her baby for the first 6 months of life. Last year, we even had 2-week-olds getting flu. And that can be deadly in a 2-week-old. Mm-hmm. So it's really important for physicians caring for pregnant women to encourage them strongly to get their flu shot and for pregnant women to get a flu shot.
My thanks today to Commissioner of the Kentucky Department for Public Health, Dr. Angela Derringer, for talking with me today about the unique challenges facing public health professionals in Kentucky and beyond. For more information, visit our website at wuky.org. With health news you can use, I'm Dr. Greg Davis on Medicine.
Dr. Greg Davis is a forensic pathologist at the University of Kentucky who volunteers his time to cover important medical news for our community. This program is available as a podcast at wuky.org.